This podcast is sponsored by the book, The Concept, A Critical and Honest Look at God and Religion, by Bo Bennett, PhD. Challenge your beliefs and explore faith through science and reason. Discover more at godtheconcept.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back.
It's great to be here.
You know, we've had a lot of requests lately to, to take a look at some more, shall we say, challenging perspectives on the Bible, and specifically on the book of Romans.
I see.
So today we're gonna do just that.
Okay.
We're diving into an excerpt from a text called A Skeptical Look at Romans, Contradictions and Modern Conflicts.
Wow, that's a title.
It is, right.
Yeah.
Now, full disclosure, this source, you know, definitely presents a particular viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal here isn't to like promote it
right.
or debunk it.
Right, right.
It's more about kind of like understanding the arguments.
Okay.
You know, like peeking into someone else's thought process,
mm-hmm.
seeing how they grapple with these ancient texts in a modern world.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
So one of the first things this excerpt jumps into is the whole concept of salvation.
Right.
Salvation through faith, not deeds.
Oh, yeah. Big one.
And the author really questions the fairness of this.
Yeah.
Like they present this scenario, right, where someone, they dedicate their entire lives to doing good, helping others, living ethically, you know, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, yeah.
But because they don't hold this specific belief in Jesus, they're essentially like excluded from salvation.
That's a tough one, isn't it?
It's a tough concept, yeah. I gotta say, I struggle with that myself a bit, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's fascinating about this is how radical of an idea this was at the time.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Right.
Like back then, adhering to the law, the Mosaic law was paramount.
Right.
So Paul comes along and puts this huge emphasis on faith as like the primary factor for salvation.
It's a total game changer.
Totally upends the prevailing thought.
Right.
And the source, you know, kind of argues that this almost diminishes the value of good deeds.
Yeah.
It's not that Paul like totally disregarded actions, but he shifted the focus, right, to the transformative power of belief as like the starting point.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like saying the why behind the action
right.
holds more weight than the action itself.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So moving on. The source then kind of dives into a topic that, well, always sparks debate.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
The conflict between, you know, the biblical story of Adam and Eve and modern evolutionary science.
All right. Let's get into it.
Yeah. So just to kind of set the stage, right?
Yeah.
The concept of original sin, as presented in Romans, it really hinges on this story of Adam and Eve.
Right.
Right. They're in the Garden of Eden. Mm-hmm. God says, don't eat this fruit.
Don't do it.
They do it anyway.
Classic.
Right. And that act of disobedience, right?
Mm-hmm.
The source explains that that's what gets inherited by all of humanity.
I see.
That's the origin, you know, of sin in the world.
Right.
But then you have evolution, right?
Right.
Which paints a very different picture.
Totally different.
Yeah. It tells us that humans evolved
over millions of years.
Billions of years.
Yeah.
From, you know, earlier primates.
Yeah, a very different timeline.
Totally different timeline.
Right.
And so the source is like, well, hold on.
Okay.
How do we reconcile these two origin stories?
Yeah, especially if you're taking both literally.
If you're taking both literally.
Right.
It becomes really tricky.
Really tricky.
Right. And this is something, I mean, countless people grapple with.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. How do we make sense of these ancient texts?
Yeah.
In light of modern scientific discovery.
It's a puzzle for sure.
It's a puzzle, yeah.
It is.
Okay, so then the source points out what they see as another inconsistency.
Oh, okay.
This idea that God would provide these perfect laws, right? Like these divine laws,
mm-hmm.
and then later kind of render them unnecessary.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It does seem a bit perplexing, right?
Yeah, it does.
Like, what was the point?
Yeah.
If they were going to be, you know, kind of done away with later.
Right, right.
So how do we understand this?
Well, the key here is context,
right. Okay?
Paul, he was writing to these early Christians who were like wrestling with their faith in relation to Jewish law.
Right, right.
So you've got this existing system of laws,
uh-huh.
and then Jesus comes along,
yeah.
and there's this new covenant, this new understanding, right?
Yes.
One based on faith and grace.
Right.
And so the source is saying, well, look, this is a contradiction,
yeah.
but it's not necessarily that the laws themselves were, like, bad.
Right.
It's more about this shift in how God is interacting with humanity.
It's a new lens, almost.
It is. It's a new lens.
Right. It's like when we experience those major shifts in our own understanding of something.
Right.
You don't necessarily like throw out all the old knowledge.
Yeah.
But it informs your new perspective.
Yeah, totally.
You know, this reminds me of when I was learning to play guitar, and I had this teacher who was like super strict about, you know, proper technique.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, oh man, this is so rigid.
Lay all the rules.
Lay all the rules.
Yeah.
But then as I got better, as I understood more, I realized that like that foundation allowed me to do so much more.
It set you free.
It did. It actually set me free.
Yeah. Yeah.
To improvise, to experiment,
right.
to play in ways I never could have imagined before.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that, right?
Yeah. I like that. That's a good analogy.
All right. So moving on to a bit of a sensitive topic now.
Yeah.
The source highlights Romans 1:26-27,
mm-hmm.
where Paul condemns same-sex relations.
Right.
And obviously, you know, by modern standards,
yes.
this is often considered, you know, discriminatory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to approach this passage, I think, with sensitivity and to recognize that, you know, we're looking at this through a historical lens,
mm-hmm.
right? Ancient cultures, they held vastly different views sexuality than we do today.
Totally.
And so the source isn't like endorsing this viewpoint.
Right.
They're simply highlighting how this particular passage clashes with modern interpretations.
It's about understanding the context.
It's about understanding the context.
Yeah.
And it raises a really challenging question, I think, for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
How do we reconcile these ancient texts
right.
with our evolving ethical standards?
Right.
It's something we all have to navigate in our own way.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
It is.
For sure.
And speaking of challenging concepts.
Oh, okay.
The source also delves into the idea of predestination.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is the notion that God has already chosen who will be saved.
Okay.
Right. And they argue that this seems to like negate the whole concept of free will.
Ah, yeah, the big debate.
The big debate, right?
Yeah.
So in Romans, there is this suggestion, right?
Yeah.
That God has this preordained plan for certain individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, you know, regarding salvation.
Yeah.
And the source points out this is where the paradox arises.
Okay.
If our destiny is predetermined,
yeah.
then how can we be held accountable for our actions?
Right, right. That's the question.
And I mean, this debate, it's raged for centuries.
Absolutely.
With really compelling arguments on both sides.
Yeah, it's a fascinating one.
It is fascinating.
Yeah.
It really makes you think, like, do our choices,
yeah.
do they truly matter?
Yeah.
If our ultimate fate is already decided.
It's a head scratcher.
It is a head scratcher.
Yeah.
I mean, where do you stand on this? Are you more inclined towards, you know, predestination or free will?
Well, you know, I think.
So I think stepping back, what we've explored today is how this source, right, it's really aiming to highlight these potential contradictions between Romans and modern thought.
Right.
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 And it's important to remember that this is just one perspective.
Yeah, one among many.
One among many.
For sure.
There are countless interpretations.
Absolutely.
And understandings of these complex theological ideas.
Totally.
And if you're, you know, if you're interested in diving deeper into this kind of critical analysis,
mm-hmm.
the source does recommend, you know, some further reading on the subject.
Yeah. Always good to keep learning.
Always good to keep learning, keep questioning, keep exploring.
That's the key.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Who knows what other perspectives might discover.
You never know.
All right. Well, that's it for today.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
Yeah, it's been great.
And we'll catch you next time.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.